Hello there, good people. I am back on the air, and today's message is titled Healing Comes from Faith. So I will be reading from Matthew's 14 verses 36. You know what? I think I'll do 35 through 36. And then after I read the scripture, I'm going to read the broken down version. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. So now I'm going to read the broken down version. And remember, I told you guys plenty of times to get a study Bible because it breaks the scripture down a lot better for us. The people recognized Jesus as a great healer, but how many understood who he truly was? They came to Jesus for physical healing, but did they come for spiritual healing? They came to prolong their lives on earth, but did they come to secure their eternal lives? So pay attention to some of the questions in here. People seek Jesus to learn valuable lessons from his life or in hopes of finding relief from pain. But we miss Jesus' whole message if we seek him only to heal our bodies, but not our souls. If we look to him for help only in this life, rather than for his eternal plan for us, only when we understand the real Jesus Christ can we appreciate how we can truly change our life. Then I'm going to read another broken down version of these scriptures. Jewish men wore tassels on the lower edges of their robes according to God's command. By Jesus' day, these were seen as signs of holiness. It was natural that people seeking healing should reach out and touch these. But as one sick woman learned, healing came from faith and not from Jesus' robe. I love that, because a lot of people took this scripture and kind of misinterpreted. It wasn't the fact that she touched the robe and became healed. It was her faith. So I wanted to come on the air today because a lot of us are sick and there's so many different things going on, but it is our faith that heals us. Believe in the word of God and believing that God is going to heal us. You know, and I think I shared a testimony when my daughter was sick, and I think that message was titled, When There's Nothing Else. I have, other than my mom being in the hospital, and I could just feel it in my spirit that he was getting ready to take her. But when it came to my child, this was an unexpected sickness that she endured. And we were dealing with blood and all type of things. And it made me think about each time when we would go for follow-ups to her doctor's appointment, and that doctor would say, you know, I still don't understand, how were you functioning? And I always say, hey, honey, through the blood of Jesus, it was God that was holding my daughter, because I pray over my kids each and every day. And little did I know that we were going to end up in a hospital with her for 4 days. And it was something to see. And I mentioned before that I walked the floor of that hospital. When there is nothing else and you have nothing else you can rely on, and you say that you're a Christian, this is when you give it all to God. You give it all to him. But I want to encourage you to give it all to him even when you are not having bad days. Get up each and every day. When he wake you up, that's a good day that you are still here. Your family has you another day. These are blessings and things that we have the tendency to overlook. But I want to encourage you guys today to continue to fight the good fight of faith. And remember, healing comes from your faith, not the fact that, okay, I picked up my Bible today and I'm trusting and believing God to do what it is that he say he's going to do. But do you really, really, truly believe it? You know, and I want to encourage you each and every day, no matter what you're going through, it is by faith. It is our faith that gets us to the next step. We have to trust God in all things. And that testimony about my daughter, it makes me appreciate that my grandmother, my mom, took me to church, and it was always in me. And like I said, I never thought I'd have a podcast trying to encourage others to strengthen their faith to come to God. Because it was many times I should have been in church, and honey, I chose not to go. But I'm learning as I get older, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding kicks in, honey. We cannot make it without God. Somebody told me the other day it's another strand of COVID out there, and I'm not going to let something like that scare me, because I know where my tomorrow comes from. And we have to continue to trust God no matter what it looks like. And I want to encourage those that are sick, going through some type of dialysis or some type of treatment. I have a cousin, she has to have dialysis every single day. But I always try to encourage you guys to continue to trust God no matter what it looks like. I have had moments where I was sick and just down, even like this last little bug that I'm having. I've never had anything like that other than the first little, I'm not even going to go there. I always say the devil has a way of trying to break you down to your knees. But honey, when you know that God is there, you just continue to fight the good fight of faith. But anyway, I feel like I'm rambling, so I'm going to stop right here. But I want to just remind you guys that healing comes from faith. So continue to trust God. Continue to pick up your Bible, the book of life. Each and every day, read one scripture, listen to an inspirational song in the morning, get your day started, pray over yourself, pray over your family, pray over this world, because honey, this society, we have to learn to pray together, because there's so many different things going on. But anyway, that is it. As I always say, continue to pray each and every day. Until next time, take care, guys. Bye-bye.